USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. lawmakers continue to get the gall of the Chinese government. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, referred to Taiwan as a country in a passing comment with Taiwan's president Friday. President Tsai Ing-wen, when referring to the senator via a translator.
An important and close friend of Taiwan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by 137,000 to a total of 1.15 million. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt announced Thursday that the Department of Justice did meet its burden of showing the entire document should stay sealed. For the President Trump raid, Reinhardt ordered the redacted version of the affidavit to be made public by noon today. Derek Chauvin, a Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd, was moved to a medium secure prison in Arizona on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Let's get more information on the FBI's President Trump raid legal proceedings.
A federal judge in Florida ordered the government to release by noon on Friday a redacted version of the affidavit detailing evidence that led to the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Former U.S. Assistant Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, tells Fox News a lot of things we're dealing with here are strange.
It's a very unusual situation. In a normal criminal case, the government does the searches and makes arrests at the same time because it's the same standard. It's probable cause that a crime got committed. This is the unusual case where they've done a search in the middle of an investigation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is the final week of the preseason in the National Football League. There will be four games played tonight around the league. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Before the 2020 general election, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook Meta tells the Joe Rogan podcast the FBI approached Facebook employees and warned them of Russian misinformation just about the time the Biden laptop with all the dirty little secrets was left behind by a crackhead. Unlike Twitter that completely censored the Biden laptop story altogether, Facebook took a different approach.
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has discovered the first clear evidence of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere of a planet outside our solar system. The CO2, the compound humans breathe out, was found in the atmosphere of a gas planet, WASP-39b, 700 light-years away. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.